according to language in New York's recently agreed-upon budget, the maximum term of the NYRA Reorganization Board of Directors has been extended from 3 years to 4 years. The board, formed in 2012, has been tasked with taking over the organization and developing a reorganization plan, which was originally due this October. Now that the date has been pushed back another year, local officials who had hoped to see a reprivatized NYRA are concerned. NYRA runs the thoroughbred tracks at Belmont Aqueduct and Saratoga. This week, Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Todd Shimkus and Rod Sutton, Secretary of the Saratoga County Industrial Development Agency, went to the County Board of Supervisors to share information about the economic impact of the Saratoga Racecourse on the local economy. Sutton says the delay creates uncertainty for business owners and others in the region.
We would just like a little bit more focus and stability as to where racing is going in the future. And also for the owners, breeders, and trainers. They need to know as well.
Matt Veach, chair of the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors, says he agrees that with another year under state control, the county cannot take into account many long-term plans.
The downside of it is that, you know, we don't have a consistency of a NYRA organization that we know we can talk to. And what happens, you know, what happens going forward?
Veach said he finds it a bit disconcerting that the changeover was delayed another year.
And so what that does is it puts on the back burner some of the long-term plans for NYRA and the tracks, you know, the capital improvements that need to be made at Saratoga, the long-term, you know, concern about scheduling of the meet, you know, how many days, how long it's going to be, you know, 4 or 5 day meets, you know, and also for the community, you know, having some consistency and knowing who we deal with at NYRA going forward.
Buoyed by revenues from VLT gambling at Aqueduct, the state-appointed NYRA Reorganization Board in 2014 managed to bring the organization back in the black. NYRA had not seen profits in a decade. At the last board meeting held last December, NYRA Senior Vice President and CFO Suzanne Stover said the organization was on track to turn a profit.
We are currently forecasting the full year of 2014 to achieve a $1.5 million operating profit before VLT funds, which is an improvement over the $250,000 operating profit budgeted and a dramatic improvement over the $12.9 million operating loss incurred in 2013.
The next NYRA board meeting is scheduled for later this month. Visiting Saratoga Springs last month, NYRA CEO Chris Kay remarked on a report showing the economic impact of Saratoga Racecourse on the Capital Region economy. According to the report, the 40-day meet generates $237 million in economic activity and 2,600 jobs. Since 2011, the economic benefits of the track have increased 9%.
I think this is the kind of thing that I hope everybody will understand how important it is, because this kind of economic impact to the entire Capital Region is huge. Everybody benefits from it. And we're so proud that we play such an important role in that effort.
At the same time, Kay had said NYRA's reorganization plan was close to completion. Now, the delay confuses Veach, the county supervisor.
We've done everything on our side to keep our end of the bargain, or at least NYRA has, and so a little bit not understanding why we're delaying it for another year.
NYRA and the governor's press office did not respond to requests for comment about the extension. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.